This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Allowing, as one must, for regional variations in weather, planting season is coming up. Soybeans and corn, spring wheat are getting set to get put in the ground. And with the supply of those commodities disrupted globally by the war in Ukraine, some big American farm lobbying groups have an idea about how to increase crop yields. They want to change the Federal Conservation Reserve Program, CRP it's called, which pays farmers not to plant on some of their land. Marketplace's Savannah Marr explains.
The CRP has two major goals, says agricultural economist Scott Irwin at the University of Illinois.
To help balance supply and demand.
When supplies are lower, farmers can sell their crops at a better price.
The second goal is conservation.
To protect water, wildlife habitat, and soil. But right now, with commodity prices soaring, Irwin says some U.S. farmers might be eyeing their CRP land.
If it is possible to use those acres, I'm confident that there's some farmers out there in the U.S. that will.
A couple of farm lobbying groups are urging the USDA to allow farmers to plant on some 4 million acres of prime farmland enrolled in the CRP. Shelby Myers is an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation.
There's growing concern over the war's likely effects on global food security. And so this is a call from the U.S. to say, is there a way to help mitigate that?
But there are plenty of reasons farmers might decide against this. Eric Diebel with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition says the cost of fertilizer and farm equipment is sky high. And in parts of the U.S., spring planting is already underway.
Farmers aren't going to make money here, and all we'll do is invite an environmental calamity.
Earlier this month, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said it's too early to make a call on opening up CRP lands, but he didn't rule it out. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.